Yeah, that's exactly what it's time for. Our AM Minnesota program. We're going to talk about the Paradise Center for the Arts. We are indeed honored to not only have Julie Fockler as the executive director of the Paradise Center for the Arts, but we also have in studio today the president of the Paradise Center for the Arts board. Right, Julie?
Yes, we have Todd Ginter with us this morning.
How are you doing, Todd?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here talking about the Paradise.
Long time no speak.
I know. It's been a long time since we've seen each other. Or I've been here. But it's nice to be back. Nice to be on the radio with you again, Gordy.
Yeah. So you obviously have an interest in the arts, or you wouldn't be on the board.
Absolutely. I've been a lifelong lover of the arts, lifelong lover of theater. And I have been either on the board or associated with the Paradise since 2012. So I love the place.
Does it take a lot of time to be on the board?
Well, there is a commitment anytime you're on the board, so but not too bad. But, you know, I have a lot of commitment to the Paradise, let alone the board. So anything that they need, I'm kind of keeping my eye on and helping out with.
Okay. What does the Paradise board president do? Besides run meetings?
Well, the board is my boss, and they oversee everything at the Paradise. And Todd helps us out with policies, decisions, all kinds of things.
Overall direction of the Paradise.
Yeah. Handling the budget, that sort of thing.
The budget,
strategic
plan. Strategic planning. How we're going forward, what we're going to do. If there's a major crisis or a problem, we all have to talk about it.
If you have to be happy you don't have a mortgage anymore, right?
We don't have a mortgage, but we just have another thing to be thinking about instead of the mortgage. There's always something.
like running your own business or your own household, there's always something coming up.
Right. But, I mean, that's a blessing not to have that mortgage.
Yes. Yes, I can't imagine having that every month.
It's an absolute blessing. That was like a 2-ton weight on your shoulders, and then we just kind of shook that off. But that's great.
And the campaign was brilliant. I mean, to get it completed.
Yeah, well, you know, it was great to have a partner in the city, and then to do a campaign where we could get, you know, other people in the community to jump on and have a meaningful thing, that their donation, their gift went to have this incredible thing. We don't have a mortgage anymore. It's a big deal.
So is anything equal to that in terms of size happening this year?
Yes. There's always improvements going on at the Paradise. And that's part of our strategic planning that we do at the beginning of the year. Where are we going to focus that, and where we can, you know, if we're going to ask for donations, we're a nonprofit. You know, we want people to know what they're donating, that it's going directly to something really worthwhile for the Paradise.
Sure. Does your year run calendar year, Julie, or does it
our
run?
Financial or fiscal is calendar year, but programming is different.
Okay.
So it can get a little confusing.
So when does your year start programming wise?
July 1. But the fiscal calendar starts January 1.
Okay. That is confusing.
We should change that on the board.
Well, the reason we changed the programming to a different calendar was to work align with grants and also align with other booking agents, because we were always behind when we were starting January 1.
Well, the federal budget runs October to October, right?
I know. There's all kinds of different budgets.
And then the Minnesota budget is different.
Yeah.
And then... I mean, they're all different. It'd be nice if they were uniform that way, too.
Yeah, right now we're booking the 2026-2027 season. So Paradise Community Theater is looking for directors right now, I believe, right, Todd?
Yeah. I mean, if you have any experience directing shows or want to be part of the theater, you know, the theater part of the Paradise is always looking for talent. You know, I walked in off the street thinking I could go onto the stage and be on the stage for 2 minutes and then say, hey, I was on the stage for a minute for a show, and then I can get that out of my system. Well, I ended up being in 20 different shows. I've done it now for like 15 years, but you don't have to. But we're always welcoming. It's community theater, and so we're looking for the community. And if you want to test your artistic bug, Paradise is the place to do it. And if it's not on the, it's not on the stage, it can be artistic-wise.
I'm going to guess, though, Julie, you don't want a rookie director. You want somebody who has some experience.
Well, you got to start somewhere. We have had rookie directors.
Well, and we can do a thing where you can shadow a director and you know, kind of be an assistant director. And we do that a lot. So you can kind of see and get the feel of it. Yeah, if you don't want to be thrown right in, I mean, there's a plan to get you more comfortable.
Well, speaking of community theater, aren't auditions coming up soon for Kill Me Deadly?
Yeah, it's like mid-December. So we have a great kind of mystery suspense, a film. It's not a film. They made a movie of it. It's a noir. It's a beautiful show. You can go on YouTube and see some clips of what the movie was. We're going to do that on our stage here.
And you can go to our website, paradisecenterforthearts.org, for that audition information. Patrick Brocker will be directing that. Actually, I'm a sponsor for that.
Wow.
Speaking of talking about donations and people helping out, we're always looking for sponsors. And we're looking for sponsors for our 2026-2027 season. So if you're interested in sponsoring a show, the Paradise Community Theater, the gallery season, the education, anything at the Paradise, reach out to me, and my email is on the website.
Can you give me an idea what it cost me to...
I used to sell real estate, so I would say everything's negotiable. I donated or sponsored $1,000, and that was between the Rocky Horror event and between Kill Me Deadly. So a little bit is going to each show. So we can negotiate like that, or if you want to be the exclusive sponsor for a show, that's going to be a little bit more money. A lot of times the sponsors will get the balcony rental with tickets for their sponsorship. We advertise them in the season guide, the marquee, emails, curtain speeches. We really try to promote those people who are helping us out. And we have a few sponsors for the Sound of Music. We have Shar and Larry Johnson. Shar is actually our box office person and volunteer coordinator, and her husband does a lot of work around the facility, helping us keep the Paradise clean and tidy. And we also have the Ball Foundation, who's been a sponsor for years, and we greatly appreciate them sponsoring the Sound of Music, which opens this Friday, which I can't believe we've been anticipating and waiting for this for months. And if you are interested in a 2 p.m. show, I would get your tickets today. I just looked online. There's about 14 tickets left for the first Sunday, which would be the 7th of December. And the 14th of December, I think there's about that many tickets left.
Wow, awesome.
We're anticipating some sellouts, so I would get those today. Shelley Fitzgerald is our director for this one, and I think we have an assistant director. I think Amber Holden is doing that.
Yes.
So Amber, I think, is interested in directing eventually, so that's one of the ways you can get your foot in the door for directing.
Are you in this production?
I'm not in this one, but let me tell you, I have been able to peek in at the rehearsals, and there's some incredible talent, and it's a beautiful-sounding show so far. I can't wait to see the whole thing.
The hills are alive.
Yes, they are. Yeah. And they're on the Paradise stage right now. Shelley Fitzgerald, the director, told me from the first rehearsal with the nuns, they were on right away. So I can only imagine they've been improving. Dylan Weiss is back for lighting. He's done several of our shows. Costumer Julie Longshore. Amazing people putting this performance together. We can't wait to see it.
Remember, it's community theater.
Yeah, but, you know, it's your community members. But, you know, these folks have been doing this a long time, and they
all
over the region. Yeah. And you know, they have a passion for it. They love it. They take it seriously. This isn't your high school skits that, you know, in the back of a classroom, you know, that they throw together. This is, you know, Shelley has been directing for a long time. She's great.
Yep.
She knows what she's doing. And she can get great performances. So I mean, it's a great night out. And, you know, we all love the sound of music. And look at this, you know, come see this interpretation, see the local talent. It's a great night out.
Yeah, they were telling us last week they were on the show?
Yeah, I think they were on the 24th or 25th.
I think it was last week or the week before. In any event, they were telling us that there's some songs in this that got cut out of the movie.
Oh, we'll get something new, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason they got cut out of the movie, I asked them, they said, well, wouldn't you want to rather listen to Julie Andrews throughout a whole thing than somebody else? Well, not necessarily. I can understand why they did it now, right? Mm-hmm. But you have to keep the movie to a certain length.
Yeah, you can't go on forever, but yeah.
But I'll personally be curious to hear these new songs.
Yeah, and we've done that before. I was in Willy Wonka. We did music that was not in the movie for that, and it was amazing music, so... Just because it was cut doesn't mean it's not great.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. I got to take a little break here now, get our opening market report, our lender market report and analysis.
AM Minnesota on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
It's time for the market update on this Monday here on the Linder Farm Network. Joining us, Jim Emter, Van Onick Company, Alexandria. Well, Jim, a little lower on corn. Soybean futures are lower at this hour. What's pressuring markets on a back-to-business Monday?
Helen, I just think just a lack of new news around the market. We did get export sales here this morning. These sales were from, I believe, the 23rd. So we'll get another set on the 30th. So, you know, again, long and short is, you know, we'll see what progresses. There have been good sales to this point. 1.805 thousand metric ton is what was reported, or million metric ton, excuse me, 1.805 million metric tons for the corn market. That was in the range of expectations. Soybeans at 1.449 million metric tons. That, too, was on the upper end of expectations. Wheat market 499, kind of in the mid-range. But I think the disappointment this morning is no private sales. Obviously, reports of China buying a pretty good swath of soybeans. And so far, we've only seen one private sale, that occurring last week. So, again, with the lack of private sales this morning, the bean market leading the charge a little bit weaker here. But, again, a lot to unfold. But we'll just have to see if we can get down to these key support areas or not. Corn market just struggling with this 200-day moving average. We try to pop above it overnight, back to selling here this morning, and we fade below it. So just some key resistance areas, Linda. Let's make no mistake, we're at some reasonable price recovery zones that are typical of a market that has reasonable inventories. Coming reports, we've got one next week Tuesday, the December 9th, and then again on January 12th, that January 12th being a very important one as we work ahead. Next week also, interest rates on watch, so not a lot of new news to start out this week.
And to cattle and feeder cattle lower today, what's happening with livestock?
Yeah, I think from a technical perspective, Linda, there's a lot of head scratching as to, okay, you know, cash is done for the week. It wasn't that great. And, you know, the market charged higher there on Friday. I think that's just chalk it up to a holiday type trade here, limited activity around and the ability to get a market going. But today we're kind of coming back to reality here a bit, seeing some sell pressure show up here again. Let's make no mistake, President Trump's goal is to get beef prices down here as we work ahead, and we'll just have to see what kind of the next turn brings. But as for now, you're looking at, you know, cash falling, you know, ranging 214 to 220, basically, as you look to the base of trade there, and we'll have to see if we can get some type of boost here in front of the Christmas holiday. Otherwise, Linda, I would expect one more test of these lows here as we work again. Hogs, on the other hand, trying to make a good technical trade. We're up this morning. We're above the $80 mark. And if we can maintain that, eventually we'll start to activate some upside potential.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Emter, Van Onick Company, Alexandria. Well, December corn 434 down 1.5. March at 446.25 down 1.5. July at 460 down 1.25. January beans the 11.29 3/4 down 8. March 11.38 1/4 down 7 3/4. July down 8 1/4 now. And December Chicago wheat down 1 1/4. March down 3 1/4. February live cattle down 177. January feeder cattle down 210. February lean hogs down 20. This is the Linder Farm Network.
When it comes to livestock curtains, Lang Ang has you covered. A few simple checks can make a difference in keeping your animals comfortable, your ventilation efficient, and your equipment lasting longer. Be sure to inspect for tears and worn edges. Check winches, pulleys, and cables for smooth operation. Clean up dirt and residue to maximize airflow and light. If you find you need repairs, call us at 320-231-1470. We provide material, hardware, and expert advice to keep your barn performing at its best, because your animal's comfort is always our priority.
Wingert Land Services has several auctions coming up. On December 5th, a 155-plus acre farm in Aurora Township, Steele County. On December 17th, 150.83-plus in Sterling Township, Blue Earth County. Upcoming January auctions include 160-plus in Redwood County, 274-plus in Freeborn County, and 150-plus farm in Faribault County. For more information, go to wingertlandservices.com.
We're back. I'm no Arnold Schwarzenegger, so I'm not going to say what he always said. Well, Julie, you got a book in front of you that's full of all kinds of things.
Yes, I do.
Hopefully it doesn't have any, you know, names in it of people that you don't want to give Christmas presents to or anything.
Well, I was going to share with everybody, we have our holidays sale going on until December 20th.
How's it going?
30 artists this year. We had a phenomenal opening reception on the 20th of November. A huge turnout. I think the best turnout we've ever had. Sales are doing great. Lots and lots of options for one of a kind handmade gifts. And that will be open also during the shows. We do close it after intermission. So if you want to shop before the show or during intermission, you can do that. We've got 30 artists. Stop on by when we're open. We're open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 5, Saturday, 10 to 2. And amazing artwork. We have pottery, fiber arts, mittens, pet portraits, bags, tote bags, journals, all kinds of wonderful things for everybody on your shopping list.
I'm going to guess that it hits every budget, too.
Yes, and we have very reasonable things. Lots of items under $20, tons of them under $50. We have Olivia back. She makes things out of gourds, fish and birds, and she also takes bones and makes like beads out of them, all kinds of very creative things.
So she picks up bones.
Yes, everything's from her farm. Her and her husband own a farm up by Alexandria, and everything is sourced from her farm, except for the paints and things like that.
So, Todd, are you into? You know, you're in the theater. We've established that. Do you like, visual arts?
Absolutely, I love going through our gallery and through our. All the artistic work that's there. I do some of my shopping during this time, too. Those bags are great. And there's always some fun knickknacks there that I give to coworkers or to friends. I'm there a lot, so it's easy for me to shop there, but it's a great place to get some stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
Yep, support local artists this season. Support the arts. We are also having a holiday dessert auction Friday, December 19th from 5 to 7 p.m., that will be right before the very Diva Christmas show.
So are the recipes included with the desserts?
No. I wonder if that
could
happen.
That would be cool if you could have the recipes with the desserts.
Why not, yeah.
I'll have to check into that. I don't know if Hy-Vee would, if they would give us their recipes. But we could ask some of the local people who are donating. Laura O'Connor, who's also on our board, also in Sound of Music, is donating a cake.
Oh, my word.
For the auction. And I believe that was her J-O-B a while ago. I'll have to ask her. But I remember when I started at the Paradise, she was doing cupcake classes at the Paradise.
Yeah.
Cupcake classes.
Yes, that was about 15 years ago. Well, you know, it's an art to decorating cakes. Oh, I have an aunt who's really good at it. I am not. I'll be making some cookies or something that doesn't need to be decorated.
Now, wait a minute, you are an artiste. You do pet portraits. How can you not decorate a cake?
But working with frosting is a whole different thing.
You couldn't do a dog on a cake?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever tried that. Just even frosting the cake to me is a struggle. I come from a long, long line of bakers. I'm not one of them.
so much for the long, long line.
Yeah,
huh?
I can.
My dad was a baker for many years.
Sure.
And I tell you what he could do with frosting. He'd always, you know, give me the tube, and he could make a beautiful thing on a cake. But I tried to get him to, like, do any kind of a little artwork on a piece of paper or something. Like, he didn't know what to do.
So they're entirely different.
There must be a different skill.
It's like, I'm a quilter, but don't ask me to make you a pair of pants. That's not going to happen. You know, so it's different skill sets.
Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt
you.
No,
that's okay. The dessert auction, actually, we're going to do 5 to 7. So that will be right before the very Diva Christmas. And that is Friday, December 19th at 7:30. So you can go to the dessert auction and go to the show, or just the dessert auction or just the show. Last year we overlapped it with a show, and I think some people were confused. So if you want to come to the dessert auction and you win those bids, you can leave them there during the show and take them home, or take them home right after the dessert auction.
Charge extra for the recipe.
Gordy's got an angle for us. And the Divas, they're going to do the classic Christmas songs for us. I believe some of these women have been on our stage before. We booked them through G.L. Berg. And also something that's not in our season guide, we're going to have a city council chat December 10th at 6 p.m. at the Paradise.
Oh, that's right. I remember they were picking your place. Yeah.
I have never been to one, so I'm interested to see how this works. Mandy Barnes, who's on our board of directors, is also on the city council. So this was her idea. Mandy has been a great asset to our board. So I'm very excited for this.
Yeah. You need more board members?
We're doing pretty good. What's our number at, actually?
Are we at 15, I think?
We have a good... I mean, we're always going to be recruiting for new board members from year to year, but we have a good, robust group right now.
I was thinking when I retired, I might do something like that.
Yeah, we will be looking for board members probably after the first of the year. Our annual meeting is usually in April.
But you probably wouldn't want a flunky radio guy.
Well, the thing is, you want a diverse board. You want people with different backgrounds, different visions. We've got Jessica Shui, who's an attorney. And another person in the Sound of Music is Jenny Wannell. She is a teacher here, I believe, in Faribault. She's on our board. We've got Todd. We've got Laura O'Connor. Peggy Paulson, who is a artist, she's on our board. She has artwork and holidays. We have Patty Salmon from Waterville, who's also an artist participating in holidays. She owns the Make It Space in Waterville, and she's the chamber president in Waterville.
Wow.
So we want all these people with different backgrounds. In the Minnesota State Arts Board, I remember dinged us once on our operating grant because we didn't have enough artists on the board. So we always want to have artists on the board. So right now we've got theatrical artists, visual artists. So we're trying to have a really well-rounded board to support the Paradise. And, of course, all these people are passionate about the Paradise.
It's kind of hard to get 15 people to agree on anything, isn't it?
You know, of course there is. But, we're doing pretty good. We know our focus and, you know, when we're going to have our our strategic planning coming up, we try to get everybody on, what our goal is and what we're trying to do. So, not too much, fighting or we know what we need to do. And, if you were on the board, Gordy, what we ask you to do, we'd ask you to come be on the radio. So you'd have to sit on this side of the table.
No. Julie does a great job.
So I don't know how much you'd feel like you'd be in retirement. You'd be back right on the radio again.
You could help us with marketing.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
We're always looking for new ideas how to reach people. It can be difficult these days. Not everybody gets the paper. Not everybody listens to the radio. Not everybody's on social media.
You got
to
do it all.
We do. And we also have education here at the Paradise. Will McIntyre has been working really hard getting us new classes. We have Karen Learned. She's doing a holiday mosaic class. Oh, that's this weekend. Get registered for that ASAP. We've got Tammy Ressler doing an intermediate wheel class. We've got Buddy Rickert doing improv classes. So if you wanted to try... theater. I mean, it's kind of theater, wouldn't you say, Todd?
Yeah, improv is, basically acting in theater, yeah.
That would be a good way if you want to try it out.
And Buddy's great. I mean, that's really a lot of fun. And he's brought some folks to do some improv, and they're having a blast, and you could have a blast too. I mean, it's really cool.
We've got Carol Connie back doing a tote bag class. I'm going to do a quilt in a day class on January 17th. And yes, we will make a quilt from start to finish in one day. We've got Sandra Sargent's stained glass class is coming up. Marcy is coming back with some watercolor classes. We have a new instructor. She's going to be doing music movement with minis. Get this. This is like for little, the itty bitties. I think this is like 6 months to 2 year olds. And looks like that's Myra. If you've got itty bitties, check those out on our website, paradisecenterforthearts.org.
Paradisecenterforthearts.org. So when is this play that you were talking about at the beginning?
Which one? The Kill Me Deadly?
Yeah, when is that? Is that in February?
Yeah, it'll be in February.
That's February. That one
right
is...
right around Valentine's, I'm guessing?
Actually, it's after. It's February. Well, I don't know if it'd be a good Valentine's Day one. February 20th through the 28th. Oh, I'm sorry, through March 1st. So that one has two Sundays also.
So you have nothing for Valentine's?
I think we stayed away from it this year.
I don't have any place to take my sweetheart?
Well, you can come the week before Valentine's Day for the Looney Lutherans. It could be worse.
You can buy your sweetheart tickets to Kill Me Deadly.
Well, there you go.
For, that it's a lighthearted kind of fun show. It's not a, don't let the title get you like you're going to watch some deep mystery suspense, sad horror movie show kind of thing. It's a lot of fun. It's a really cool show.
Oh, okay. So it would be a good place to take your sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to take Paul. I'll take my partner to it. And speaking of Little Fish Improv, they are having kicking off the new year on January 9th for us. We'll have a gallery opening that evening, 5 to 7, and then we'll go straight into improv comedy show presented by Little Fish Improv. Or is it Little Fish Improv Comedy? I think they changed their name since we printed this. But that's Friday, January 9th at 7:30, and you can get your tickets for that right now on our website. And you can get tickets for people for Christmas presents, give the gift of membership. For those people who have everything, get them an experience. They don't necessarily, everybody needs more stuff. I don't know if my mother-in-law is listening, but she doesn't need more stuff. So I can get her some tickets to a show. I bet she would love the Looney Lutherans on February 7th. And actually, that show, I think, already has 100 tickets sold.
Well, who doesn't love the Looney Lutherans?
Oh, my gosh. Last time, the women were hooping and hollering. And this is so Minnesota to me. It Could Be Worse is the title of the show.
There you go.
It can always be worse.
It's a very Minnesotan thing, and they hit it. They hit it home, and the women love them.
You could show videos of Viking games. It could be worse.
Could it
be
worse?
I saw the score this morning across my social media feed, and it looks like they didn't score a point.
No. Nope. First time they were shut out since 2007.
Well, at least it's been a while. But they're going
to
be.
It's hard to be shut out in the NFL.
These
kickers can kick 60-yard field goals, no problem.
Well, we're not going to have that happen here at the Paradise. So we're going to have the Sound of Music. And I'm serious, these are selling out, especially the 2 p.m.s. There is a Thursday performance for those of you who may be gone on the weekend. So I would get those tickets now at paradisecenterforthearts.org. If you'd like to call us, we're at 507-332-7372.
By the way, Julie,
yes.
I want to get this out before we get done.
Yeah.
I am hard of hearing.
Yeah.
So do you have devices that I could,
You know what? We just got a grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board where we're going to be buying some assisted listening devices. We get the money here in December, and I think we can start doing that programming here soon. So that's that grant will fund that, and the grant will also fund a consultant who was going to help the Paradise get more ADA compliant, not only the physical space, which we've done some of that, but programming and policies around ADA programming.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And I would be more than willing to obviously rent the device. I'm I'm not saying I want it for free. You
know? No, we'll have to figure out how that's going to work out.
Yeah, but I'm glad to hear you. Because sometimes I have to strain because I'm deaf in one ear, you know.
I have a lack of hearing certain sounds my whole life, so there's some things I miss too.
All right, that concludes today's AM Minnesota. Have a great day.